Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Bill Satterlee. I'd like to welcome you back to another fine session of modern mainstream jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours from 8 to 10. Hope you'll stick around and listen to some great straight-ahead modern jazz. I'm going to continue tonight my salute of that great independent jazz label on the East Coast, Riverside Records. Founded by Orrin Keepnews and his buddy Bill Grauer. They turned out many, many fine modern jazz albums between 1952 and 1964. And we're going to run through some of those tracks tonight, give you a taste of the Riverside catalog that was so prominent on the jazz scene at that time. One of their major artists was Wes Montgomery from Indianapolis, who was signed up by Riverside Records around 1959. And this is an album that was cut by Wes Montgomery called Full House. It's backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. This is a Wes Montgomery composition, Kariba. Thank you. Riverside label, Wes Montgomery, the great guitarist from Indianapolis, from his Riverside album, Full House. It was a Montgomery composition, Kariba. It was cut live at Turbo's, a club in Berkeley, California. And boy, what a rhythm section. Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and Chicago's finest, Jimmy Griffin on tenor sax.
I'm going to play a big band sound of Michel Legrand, who is from Paris, or at least in France, and their contribution to jazz. He's going to be backed up by a fairly large orchestra doing a tune entitled This Can't Be Love.
Thank you.
nice arrangement by Michel Legrand from a compact disc entitled Michel Legrand, This Can't Be Love.
In our ongoing salute to that great independent jazz label Riverside, we're going to do something by Coleman Hawkins. He cut one really dominant album on the Riverside label. He cut a few others as a sideman, I think, with Thelonious Monk. But this is under his own name, and the album is called The Hawk Flies High. And the tune is a Hank Jones composition called Chant, and we've got Idris Suleiman on trumpet, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Hank Jones on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to The Hawk Fly Through the Chant.
Thank you.
neat little swinger called The Chant. That was a group headed up by a tenor sax man, Coleman Hawkins, the father of modern tenor sax, and included some fine work there by Idris Suleiman on trumpet, J.J. Johnson's on trombone. That was from a Riverside album called The Hawk Flies High.
It's not often that we just play a piano solo as one of our selections, but I'm going to do that next. It's Dave McKenna and a CD entitled Solo Piano doing a tune entitled CGM Blues. A lot of music for one instrument, but CGM Blues played by Dave McKenna.
Riverside put out an album by trumpet man Kenny Dorham called Blue Spring. This is a title track. It includes Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Cecil Payne on baritone sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums. Let's listen to a Riverside track called Blue Spring. Thank you. an album put out by Riverside Records in, February of 59, under the leadership of trumpet man Kenny Dorham. It was a title track from his album Blue Spring. And besides the fine trumpet work of Kenny Dorham, you heard some nice alto sax work there by Cannonball Adderley, who was also under contract with Riverside Records at that time.
Verve came out with a CD called Hamp and Getz, featuring Lionel Hampton on vibes, Stan Getz tenor sax, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass, Steve Urshelli Mann on drums, doing a composition written by Hampton entitled Gladys.
Thank you.
Stan Getz, Milo Hampton, doing a Hampton composition, Gladys.
Now we're going to turn to guitarist Charlie Bird. And he was a great acoustical guitarist. And had a, in fact, he had a jazz club in Washington, D.C. called Jazz Alley, as I recall. And when the bossa nova craze came along, he jumped on the bandwagon and did a lot of nice bossa nova things. This is Joe Beam's Meditation, done with, of course, Charlie Bird on guitar, Keeter Betts on bass, Bill Reisenbach on drums, and so let's listen to Charlie do Meditation. Acoustical guitar of Charlie Bird, backed up by Keeter Betts on bass, Bill Reisenbach on drums, and there was a little strings in the background that didn't interfere too much with that good jazz rendition of Carlos Jobim's classic composition, Meditation.
I got the vocal of June Christie from a CD entitled Tampico, and she's backed up with the Stan Kenton Orchestra, and she sang with that orchestra for quite a while. The name of the tune that they're going to play is Tampico. Christie, backed up by Stan Kenton's orchestra, doing Tampico.
One of the major recording artists on the Riverside label was Julian Cannonball Adderley, the great alto sax man. He also produced some albums and also was kind of a talent scout and a contracting party for Riverside Records. This is Cannonball's working group at the time with his brother Nat on cornet, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. This is cut live at the Jazz Workshop in San Francisco from a Riverside album called Cannonball Adderley in San Francisco. This is a Cannonball composition. You got it. We'll be right back. Cannonball Adderley Quintet in San Francisco live at the Jazz Workshop doing a Cannonball Adderley composition. You got it.
I'm going to finish out the first hour of tonight's show at the Feeling of Jazz with the Horace Silver CD entitled Safari for the years 1952 through 1954, playing his own composition, Stop Time.